got some money to spend tonight.
Oh, we have been waiting 5 long days for the weekend. And, you know, but nothing that's worthwhile isn't worth the wait, right? You got to get through the waiting in order to, you know, have the payoff at the end. And that's why we have Jonathan Toman from Peak Radar joining us to tell us about all the fun things that there are to do out there this weekend. Hi, Jonathan.
Good morning, Shannon. I didn't know that we were going into deep philosophy this morning. I would have woken up a little earlier if that was on the docket. But yes, it has been worth the wait, and we're ready for the weekend for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Nietzsche. It's more that, you know, deep thoughts, you know, segment they used to have on that's SNL. Right. That's what it is. But anyway, what do you have for us this weekend?
Yeah, I've got 4 events and one reminder to send out to folks. I hope, Shannon, that you've started stretching and limbering up your arm.
Okay.
Because tomorrow, the Great Fruitcake Toss returns to Manitou Springs at Memorial Park. And it is one of the more interesting and fun events that happens in Manitou throughout the year. And you can let your fruitcake fly. There will be old-fashioned games and feats of distance, speed, accuracy, and balance as far as how far folks can throw the fruitcake. Started in 1996, so 20-plus years later, we're still throwing fruitcakes in Manitou. And fun fact, Shannon, as I was looking at the website, all of the leftover fruitcakes are sent to Sun Mountain Center, and they're given to one of the pigs that lives up there for a nice fruitcake snack. So recycled fruitcakes go on after you've tossed them downrange at Memorial Park. That's tomorrow, starting at 1 p.m.
So you buy your fruitcakes. You get your fruitcakes there. Yes. You don't bring them from home, because I have some old zucchini bread that's left over in the freezer. So I could maybe bring that.
You know, I'm not sure if that would quite capture the spirit to have zucchini bread. You may have to actually have it be fruitcake. And yes, you can purchase your fruitcake there if you're feeling inspired to see how far you can throw it.
Launch it.
So yes, a great event in Manitou tomorrow afternoon. On Sunday at 2 p.m., there will be an online virtual event hosted by Educational Partnerships Immersive Concerts. They're called EPIC. That's the acronym there, EPIC Community Concerts. It'll be a virtuoso showcase online at 2 p.m. that you can get tickets to and watch online. They'll have some of the impressive soloists from the Colorado Springs Philharmonic and others show off their skills in a recital-type concert. And one cool element about this, Shannon, is that the event is free to retirement centers and long-term care facilities in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
So a fun way Sunday afternoon to watch some classical music and check out what EPIC is up to.
Great.
The Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College is open at the moment. You do have to have advanced registration to get in, but I wanted to mention one of the shows that you'll be able to see if you go to the Fine Arts Center, and it's by Nancy Lovendahl, and it's called Small Glimpses, Many Times. And the title references meditative, repetitive practices found in Buddhist philosophy, where she's trying to, through a process of iteration and repetition, aims to offer new ways of seeing and understanding, and allows us to examine our perception of the world around us. So a cool showcase at the Fine Arts Center, if you have a chance to go. The Garden of the Gods Visitor Nature Center has their Gallop in the Garden 5K Fun Run, and that is running every Thursday afternoon through the end of February. Don't worry, you don't have to run necessarily. You can walk the 5K and just get out and see the garden. And with some of the weather we've been having, early afternoon is a great time to get out and explore the garden on the 5K run, walk, moonwalk, however you want to complete the 5K. There are options to do so through the Garden of the Gods Visitor Center. And then finally, Shannon, I wanted to mention how we get a lot of these events is by folks in the community submitting them to Peak Radar. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned that if folks have virtual or in-person events that they're doing over the coming weeks and months, make sure to list them to Peak Radar. There's a big Submit an Event button in the upper right-hand corner, and it's a super easy process to get it to us so that it may end up on Friday mornings talking to you.
Okay, yeah, we would love to get as much as we can out there because, sometimes I have planned my entire weekend based on your recommendations, Jonathan. So it's very important
to
get that information out. And now that people are maybe returning to a little bit more in-person, you know, schools started up throughout the region with more in-person learning just after the first of the year. So, you know, that's a sign that at least... not that things are relaxing completely, but that maybe we're seeing a little bit more return to some of the activities that would lend themselves to being part of Peak Radar's calendar. So that would be great. Jonathan, thank you so much. Oh, go ahead.
At the very least, we have flying fruitcakes to brighten our days over the weekend. At the very least, we have that going for us.
Just,
so we'll take what we can get.
Just duck, because some of those things are heavy. Jonathan,
right, that too.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Shannon.